The Association of Flight Attendants says its members are fed up with new wage and work rules the airline imposed at the beginning of this month. In some cases, it's meant a 40% cut in wages and benefits. The union says it could begin a job action known as CHAOS a week from this Friday. CHAOS stands for Create Havoc Around Our System. Instead of a full strike across the airline, flight attendants would target specific airports or flights, often with little warning. Federal bankruptcy judge Alan Gropper is to rule today on Northwest's motion that the flight attendants be barred from striking. Airline analyst Joe Brancatelli says he doesn't think the flight attendants need a judge's permission to strike, and he doesn't think this matter will end today.
I don't think that what Judge Gropper rules will be the final word. I think either party will respond by appealing.
The flight attendants had planned to go on strike tomorrow night, but decided to push their deadline back 10 days because of last week's foiled terrorist plot against airliners in Britain. Northwest says it needs concessions totaling $1.4 billion from all of its unions to stay aloft. It's reached agreements with all of its unions except for the flight attendants. The airline says even a limited job action could be devastating. Northwest and its regional carrier Mesaba fly to 8 cities in Wisconsin, carrying more people in the state than any other airline. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.